Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight, this show is all about Akashic Records, and it is about opening up the soul contract between the two person or relationship contract. Okay. So, first of all, my name is Tina Saley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, metaphysical and healing arts teacher. I also have my private counseling in person, as well as via Skype and telephone conference call in hypnosis and also spiritual hypnosis. So if you need any private counseling and service in changing your habit and behavior, such as improving your confidence, your focus, weight loss, my mind just went blank just now. So anyway, and also past life regression. I also teach many different intuitive development classes in Los Angeles here. But even though you are not in California, Los Angeles, locally, you can still take my classes via telephone calls and also via Skype, which I offer on a regular basis. Simply just go to my meetup, which lists all the class listing at www.subconsciouschannel.info. Once again, it's called subconsciouschannel.info. You can also go to my personal website, which lists all my private service in full detail at subconsciouschannel.com. And also at my private site, you can also contact my student, who are now professional practitioner, who are now giving you, everyone here, free reading tonight. You can contact them if you would like to have more detailed, extensive reading. So if you find yourself resonate with any one of them, which we have two tonight, Yuson and Eve just showed up last minute here because I thought we were supposed to have four, but we ended up with one, and now Eve just showed up, so we're going to have two readers who are going to be opening up your Akashic book and read your contract. Okay, now quickly, what is Akashic? Akashic simply means, the essence. It simply means collective consciousness, or, you know, what I always explain to my students is a giant computer, a collective mind, collective consciousness, or a giant universal giant computer that we can access information. And this Akashic library or Akashic book, it is really within each one of us. We are the Akashic. We have the ability and we have access to go inward to, you know, just find out information. We have our personal Google. And you can put on search and find the answer. But oftentimes, you know, we cannot connect to ourselves because, you know, we tend to be a little bit too scattered and not focused. We need to slow down in order to be able to access our information. Now, for those of you who are interested in, you know, to be able to access this information, I offer this class. So, you know, you can contact me or just join my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info, and you're going to see all my class listings. And then you can have the gift the same way as my practitioners who are offering reading here tonight. Exactly the same thing. Everyone has that gift and has that ability. So now quickly I'm going to introduce each one of them. Let's begin with Yuson first. So I'm going to have Yuson interview herself just a bit. Okay.
Hi, everyone.
So Yuson, good.
I'm Yuson.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope everyone else is as well. Just
we
a little
a lot
about myself.
Tonight. Good, good.
Okay. I can be found on Tina's website, but I do specialize in Akashic readings, in Trinity readings, in relationship readings, and soul contracts and life paths. And I know that these readings on air are very short, but if you'd like to have an extended reading, please contact me through Tina's website.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Yuson. Thanks very much. Eve, I guess you took that on. All right, welcome.
Oh,
right,
thank
welcome.
You. By the way, Tina, I just gave this phone number to about 50 new people in the past weekend because I just came back from a conference in L.A., so I just wanted to let you know. You have more potential callers now.
That's a lot of callers on the call right now. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm sorry I couldn't warn you sooner. I just got back from L.A. myself. all right. Hello, everyone. This is Eve. I just want to introduce myself quickly. I am a psychiatrist who graduated from UCLA School of Medicine. I am a natural-born empath. I have had a significant spiritual awakening and have found out that, really, it is my true life's calling to heal people's soul. I am certified as an angel card reader, also as an Akashic practitioner. I do healing and reading of chakras, and I have other gifts as well. You can find out more details on my bio on Tina's website. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I have answered some of the calls earlier, but, you know, I haven't answered some of your calls who are waiting. And I have no idea how many people we're going to be able to kind of go through with this reading. This is a very popular reading because there's a lot of people on the call tonight. So I apologize if I'm not able to get back with each and every one of you right now at this moment. But be patient. But also know that even if you don't get picked personally for the reading tonight, just listen to everyone else reading, because oftentimes the universe will bring in the sitters, the people who are vibrating a very similar energy as you do. Or sometimes you may hear something, some words, you know, that just kind of ring the bell, just resonate with you. And that is one of the most important things, is to be able to just get messages from the universe that way through other people's reading. You can do that as well. So we are going to get started now because we have a lot of people. So we're going to begin by doing a short, quick meditation here on the call. All right, so I'm going to ask everyone to just close your eyes at this moment, and let's set intention here. We are going to begin to take this deep breathing in and just to settle our energy together as the group. So let's breathe in. And we're going to allow and ask the universe to bring in messages, information that everyone here on this call needs to hear in order to assist us in our growth and our understanding during this time of the spiritual awakening. And as we begin to slow down by just focusing on this breath and the sound of my voice, you begin to allow yourself to just slow down your frequency of your thought and your emotion. Just kind of let it flow with the sounds of my voice. Begin to relax each and every breath that you take. And as you exhale, you begin to tell yourself to just let go of everything. Take away everything that no longer works for you. And as you begin to just breathe in and out, allow the life force energy to flow through you. And just be open to all the messages, information. So now I'm going to call
turn on the call and just on the first person here. Air code is 609268. Kevin.
Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tina. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Kevin, you want to go ahead and just state your name and your date of birth, and just said you want to have a reading with who, because Eve just came on, so I didn't get a chance to give her information. So go ahead and state your name, date of birth, and then the name of the person you want to have a soul reading with.
Okay, my name is Kevin Charles Jarena. I was born on August 30th, 1978. And I am calling in regards to my father, Charles Jarena.
All right, so now just set your intention. And in the meantime, Yusan and Eve is accessing your Akashic book, The Soul Contract, between you and your dad.
And just allow the universe to bring in information for you. Just give them a few minutes. Take a little time for them to warm up a little bit. But in the meantime, I just want to let everyone know that my next Akashic class in person, Los Angeles area, is this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, Pacific time. And this is going to be from 10 to 3 p.m. Okay, so those of you who are local would like to be able to access the Akashic records, be able to read the contract and to go into the healing room and do the healing for yourself and for others, as well as doing the past life reading and also do the soul contract reading and any kind of contract or any kind of knowledge you want to access. You can go there and access that information. I teach you how to go about and access that information. So it's going to be in local person, in person, at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time this Saturday. So your interest, just go to my meetup. You can make a reservation there. For those who are out of Los Angeles, you can just still join my meetup because I'm going to schedule it next week. It's going to be via telephone call, which I'm going to be providing upon your reservation. So now, Yuson and Eve, if you're ready for Kevin, you can just go ahead and cut me in. If not, I'm just going to continue talking about myself. So anyway, also quickly, follow this blog talk when you have time right now. All right, because not only Akashic show that we have every Monday right now, because every Monday is going to be a different show, even though it's Akashic record. Go back next Monday, it's going to be, or the following Monday, I'm not sure if next Monday we're going to have a show or not, but check back by following our blog talk. But on 1 week, it's going to be open up your soul records. And the following week is going to be about healing room. Another week is going to be about past life and healing your past life. And then the following week is going to be about open up the soul contract between the relationship. On Thursday evening, we usually have a different show, and this one is about communicating and healing, connecting with your Holy Trinity, which is your oversoul, your masculine self, your conscious mind, and your feminine self, which is your subconscious and your heart. So this workshop I created myself last year, and I began to teach, and it's also a very powerful, powerful workshop. And these two are also Trinity practitioners and do communicate with your Trinity. So you can always come back on Thursday evening at the same time to experience this powerful event. So Yuson, are you ready, Eve? All right. Looks like you're still accessing your information.
All right, Tina?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. This is Eve. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you.
All right. I see a few things, and I just want to confirm, your father is still alive?
Yes.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking is simply because you two seem to have a very strong spiritual connection. Now, the thing is that while I see that you both share intuition, you can both rely on your hunches. And when you have a hunch about him, you're right. When he has a gut feeling about you, he's right. You two both have the third inner eye chakra as a strong chakra for both of you. And it seems like you two are in tune that way. You're also pretty in tune with the divine. It could be in a meditation way, in a spiritual way, so to speak, or it simply could be that you're a person who trusts the universe and trusts that things happen for a reason, and you know how to trust your gut. What I'm seeing basically is that not only do you have this, but your father does. And so you two get along in the regard that you share this life perspective and disability. However, for some reason, I'm seeing that perhaps the communication, the actual vocal communication, is not as effective as maybe it could be. Now, this, what I'm seeing can be interpreted a few different ways. It could be that he is a distance away and you don't talk very frequently, or it could be that you two do try to hook up, and it doesn't quite. It could be that you have trouble speaking up for your concerns. Maybe he does too, and so sometimes there are mixed messages between you two, or something's left unsaid. I'm also seeing that your father is proud of the confidence that you have. You have a strong personality, and you have a sense of security, and the strength that he feels from you actually makes him feel more secure. He's proud of the way his son has grown up. I also see, let me see what this is here. Okay, I see a connection between your creativity chakra and his heart chakra. And I'm just going to think about this for a moment. Okay. It seems that a way that you warm his heart, or a reason that he loves you so much, has to do with a sense of creativity you have. I think he loves the sense of ingenuity that you have. You can think outside the box, and it's not very difficult for you. And I envy that, because it is at times very difficult for me. I'm blessed with a husband who can think very outside the box and comes up with new solutions, and that enables so many things to happen at once, when just a moment before I was thinking nothing was going to happen. The reason I mentioned that is because that's what I'm getting about you, and that your father really appreciates that about you. Thank you very much, Kevin, for letting me say a few things about your relationship.
Thank you, Eve.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kevin. It's Yusan.
Good evening.
Okay. Hi. Okay, so when I looked at your soul contract, I showed that I know this call isn't about past lives, but you shared a previous life with your dad, Charles. And your relationship is full of dichotomies. It's like you like to help, but you both like to compete. You're very much alike, but you're also very much different. You have a closeness, and yet you feel far apart. So that's very interesting to me. And I think a lot of that has to do with the soul contract of sacrifice in your previous life. I believe that in your previous life, I don't know if you believe in past lives.
Go ahead, I'm on.
But okay. in your past life, you made a huge sacrifice for your brother, and your brother came back as your dad, Charles. Now, your soul contract is to learn sacrifice from each other. And so I feel like while he, you know, agreed to make that sacrifice, it's been very difficult for him. And, you know, and that's why he can be of help, but, you know, there's also the he wishes, you know, he could live life in your shoes, to be young again, to do this and to do that. And I feel like you might be a little more outgoing than he is as well. I lost my train of thought. And the sacrifice that he needs to make as a dad is really very different, than that of a brother. He needs to, you know, set boundaries and be there for you. And, that kind of limits his freedom. And I think sometimes, he feels like it's been a very, very difficult lesson. And so I think you both have learned that sacrifice is the key. And it's been a little bit of a challenge, but I think that's why you both agreed that was what your life lesson was going to be from your relationship. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave that with you.
Thank you very much.
Kevin, you want to give some feedback to the ladies here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start with Eve. You know, when you talked about hunches, we both have. You're exactly right. We both have our ability to follow our gut instinct, although we do it in our own different way. But it's very strong. Mm-hmm. We both do that. So when you said it, I don't think my dad is very connected, but there's something about my mom and me that would make sense, and my father is as well. And
mm-hmm.
I guess I showed myself up to that possibility. And uh-huh. So there is a lot of similarities there that you pointed out. Now that you pointed out, I do see that. And as far as our vocal communication, we definitely have our mixed messages, our troubles communicating, and you also kind of kind of stated that as well. We have this shared experience. We have this kind of a lot of it going on at the same time, but we have this dichotomy. We're kind of opposite. We kind of bump heads.
Uh-huh.
And also the, for Eve, the creative chakra and the heart chakra. You know, maybe both of you said a little bit about it, that, his proudness is there, and it's based on things that I do, and it's not been said directly to me, but it's based on things that I do, and I create.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally see that. And I thank you for mentioning that you might not even see how spiritually connected your father is. That was why I changed my vocabulary when I was starting to make it. I first started to address it at a spiritual level, but then I got the sense that one of you, or both, but more one of you, might not actually be seeing it as connected spiritually. The thing is that he is. Whether he recognizes it on that type of level as you can for yourself, that's a little up in the air, but he has the ability. And sometimes when two people can be so similar, that also could mean in different ways that they might have similar triggers too. And so that's what sometimes comes between you two. The advice I'm getting from Higher Spirit is simply when you look at him and even in your mind's eye, if you're having a discrepancy over the phone or in a place where you don't even see him physically, just think, all right, well, say I were feeling the same way that my father appears to be feeling right now. How would I want my father to treat me?
Right.
And then that will help you. That will help you to deal with that situation and make it a little bit smoother, because I see you as a little bit more advanced in this regard.
Okay, yeah, it's a phenomenal advice. And, it's been, as far as what both of you are picking up, there's been a lot of change in my life about where I am living in location-wise, from living abroad to back in the States near my family. And mm-hmm. So there was a lot of distance communication, and now there's a lot of personal communication face-to-face. So very interesting that you guys are both dancing around that, So that's pretty
cool. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for beautiful feedback. Appreciate that, and you give them some confirmation that they tap into the right energy with you. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for sharing your beautiful
energy. All for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. So now we're going to move into the next person. The next person is, Catherine. Area code is 941. Catherine, are you on a call?
I certainly am. Hey,
good,
Tina.
Good, Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Eve, did you get her information that I
Yes, I
you?
Did. I just written it down. Mm-hmm.
Awesome, good. So, Catherine, all you need to do is just state your full name a couple times so they can hear your vibration, and that's good enough.
My name is Catherine Marie Griffin. Catherine Marie Griffin. Catherine Marie Griffin. That's my married name, but... Do you want my maiden name? I can give you that one, too.
That's good enough, because that might be
okay.
Your energy as well. And for the reason that they just kind of tap into your energy and picked up. Give them a few minutes. In the meantime, I just wanted to make a little announcement. If you wanted to get extended detailed reading with any of these ladies, please do connect with them. You can connect with them through our meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. Both of them is a member under my meetup. So you can always connect with them and get a full-on reading, which is quite detailed and a lot. I mean, you can get so much information through Akashi, and it's extremely detailed. You can have a reading through chat, through telephone with them. I love chat, because chat, you can just keep information. You have time to process it. And that's how I teach them. I teach both of them most of the time via chat. you know, modality. If you're out of state, speaking of that, speaking of teaching, if you're out of state, you can also take classes with me if you have, if you would like to have the same gift. Both of them didn't know how to read a Akashi class yet at this time, and now they're very good at it. Just join my meetup, and you can email me and ask me when I'm going to schedule the next one. You can do so. But if you're local, I have the next Akashic class this Saturday at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. One day, and you'll be able to read the Akashic easily. All right, so you saw Eva, you ready for Catherine? If you're not ready yet, I'm just, hello?
You son, are you almost ready? Okay, Tina, I can start. This is Eve.
Hi,
okay.
Catherine. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, Eve. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I am happy. Tired, but happy. And I love coming to these programs and meeting new people. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to meet you and read for you a little bit.
You're quite
the first
welcome.
Thank you. The first thing I want to say is, I love it. Peter is the name of the person that you would like us to read the relationship between you and. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I always like to touch base and be sure that I'm on the same page as everyone else. Okay. The one thing I'd like to start off with is that I think that both of you are young at heart, and each of you has the ability to play, to be creative, and to be playful, and to see life as an opportunity, especially when there are times that other people might get a little annoyed or missed in daily life. You two look at the absurdity of the situation, and you can laugh it off together. I'm not saying there aren't those other days, but you two both have the ability to let things slide off your back a little bit better and to see the humor in a situation, which is so healthy. That's a wonderful thing to have. And the fact that both of you have it is really strengthening your relationship. It will continue to. Another thing I see is that you feel like two kindred spirits. You have not just a physical and emotional and a mental bond, but you feel spiritually put together. And that's a very nice place to be, because that's just a deeper level. Another thing I see is that your words have strong power over his sense of security. Well, let me use a different word. Your words can send his self-esteem or sense of confidence soaring. I want to let you know that because your words are very powerful for him this way, it's simply a warning for the other side, or just a reminder when there are times when there are disagreements or you feel upset and hurt because it doesn't seem he's responded to you the way you should. Just remember that whatever you say to him, he's going to take very intensely with respect to his self-image. Okay? It comes with the territory. When you have a strength in one direction, just remember that strength carries over into the opposite direction as well. I also see... Okay. Sorry, I'm just listening to spirit at the same time. In terms of feeling grounded, you both feel grounded in your relationship. You have a good sense of who you are and where you are in this world, as does he. I'm seeing it's almost identical. Your sense might be just a little bit stronger, but they're in the same neighborhood. And this, I have a feeling that this is also helping you with regard to having a nice, lighthearted approach to life, or a more balanced perspective instead of getting off center or in a keeled position with your emotions when situations come up. I think these are wonderful things. Okay, what's this?
Okay. Also, his throat chakra affects you in romantic ways. It could be in creative, playful, child-like ways, but also in the romantic and sensual ways. So he, with simply a change in the tone of his voice, could affect you in that arena in one direction or another, but I have a feeling that it's more often in the positive direction. And I thank you very much for letting me read through these with you.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, Eve.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Okay, so this is what I get for you and Peter. The first image that comes to mind is that of Peter Pan. and not Peter Pan himself necessarily, but he's very elusive, like Peter Pan's shadow, how he kind of drifts in and out of the shadows. And it almost appears to me like he relies on you, you're there for him, but when it's time to reciprocate and you need his help, all of a sudden he's like in the shadow or in the wind. you can't find him. so I'm reading your soul contract, and I think it's all about, between the two of you, boundaries and freedom. So he wants his freedom, and in order to make the relationship work, you believe that there should be some boundaries, whether it's territorial, so that his shadow can be found within a certain period of, certain space. So he does have his own space, but you can find him. And you know what to expect from each other. I think there's a little bit of frustration in that you feel like he's not meeting all of, the contractual obligations because he's going outside the territory that was agreed upon. And also personal boundaries. I feel like there are times when you need him and he's just not there. So, he really, and I don't think you're overbearing. I think you're well within your rights, but he's just kind of in the wind. So I think between the two of you, if you can find the correct boundaries, you can also retain your sense of freedom. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
All right. Would you care to give some feedback to these two ladies?
A couple of things that were said. There were a couple of times where I just had a huge smile, and I... this is a person who's my first love, who I have been madly in love with for 28 years. We're not together. However, we have, I'm available and he's not. However, he's in a very, very unhappy union. We only recently got into contact with each other and has admitted that he has had feelings for me the whole time too. We don't see each other because this isn't the right time, but perhaps in the future it will be. Now, what you don't realize is that we're both very playful, and he was a disc jockey and has the sexiest voice you ever heard, and so his throat chakra used to just send me over the edge. And when I heard that, I had my hand over my mouth so I wouldn't start laughing, because I'm like...
I remember there are many listeners, and I want to keep this G-rated, so I have to...
No. You got it, because this man, he has the sexiest voice that's ever been put into a human, and so that was really kind of cute. And as far as the elusive, you know, we've been in contact for 5 years, and but only through emails. We don't see each other.
Okay.
We don't want to, because we don't want to put the temptation in there, you know. But whenever anything strong has happened, and that's strong, when anything important where he's needed someone to talk to, needed a listening ear, I'm the one he comes to immediately.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of the situation, I can't say, hey, now it's my turn, I need you, because there is a boundary there and I can't go there. Perhaps in the future I could, but right now I can't. And one thing I found to be very interesting, Eve, as you had said this earlier, was that we have always had every connection, but the kindred, you can't not have that if you have these feelings for almost 3 decades, you know. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
well,
you've
thank
had
you so,
touched
so
on
much.
Many, and thank you, because was a joy.
Well, thank you so
thank
much,
you,
you know, for
you.
Sharing your beautiful energy. Thank you, Catherine. You have a wonderful night. And don't forget to follow our blog or join our group here. Okay?
Thank you.
Have a good night. So now we're going to move to the next person. Karen, I'm going to put you a call on voice here. Are you around, Karen?
No. Yes, thank you so much. I've been enjoying
You're welcome. Awesome, Karen. Where are you calling from?
New York.
awesome. So, Karen, would you care to just mention your name 3 times and for the ladies so they can tap into your energy?
Sure. Karen Sue Decker.
All right, just allow a few minutes for the ladies to tap into your contract book. So in the meantime, you know, again, follow our blog talk. Also, you know, just for those who come in a little late, I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist besides being a teacher in healing arts and also in all kinds of intuitive development. I teach a wide range of workshops and classes. So if you want to find out what other classes I teach, please go to my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info. There's a whole listing of classes I teach. If there's anything you're interested, you can always email me. I do teach in person, out of the area, via telephone conference call if you are outside Los Angeles. But if you're in Los Angeles and you're far from me, I also go to your area. You know, just email me and text me if you have any questions and how to go about that. We can discuss about that. In my private service, I offer a wide range of hypnosis work, changing your habit, changing your behavior, changing, you know, for your self-improvement, as well as I specialize in past life regression, quantum healing, working with your child self, getting rid of all karma, work with your inner child, your childhood, all that good stuff. And if you wanted to connect with any of these readers, please either email me, go to my meetup, or go to my personal site. Both of them are the same name. One is .com and one is .info, I-N-F-O. So it's subconsciouschannel.com or subconsciouschannel.info. You, Son and Eve, are you two ready for Karen?
Yes.
All right.
Hello, Karen. This is Eve, and I would like to share with you what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
First, you are so welcome. I have drawn you here. We can do different things with Akashic Records, and this is just kind of cool. The way I see you is that you like to look good. You like your appearance to be just so, particularly your hair. The upper part of your body. You make sure everything's in place and very all set. And you're a pretty upright, moral person, and so you need to be with someone like that. So I got the name Nicholas, and so I took a look at Nicholas to see how he looks next to you. And when I look, I see that
He is also an upright type. He is traditional. He feels solid to you. And also, with his voice, he speaks to your heart. Your heart is quite sensitive to ideas he shares with you, thoughts that he gives you. This is a very strong connection. His words go straight to your heart. Now, another thing I see is that from your side of things, it would be nice if he reached out more to you in other ways. It could be that he will say his feelings, or he will express himself in a more tender way at certain times, but it tends to feel from you as though you are reaching more toward him to close the gap between you than he is. This is not anything to take personally. It's simply, this is who he is. So as long as this is something that you can accept for the two of you and say, hey, I get enough out of this in other ways, then that's all right. Because as long as you do recognize and accept the ways he does show you, and you do feel that he is invested in you, then that need is being taken care of in a different way. However, if it feels as though you are leaning too far in that direction, if it feels as though this has been happening over years and there is some feeling of dissatisfaction, it might behoove you to either seek some help regarding this, so that perhaps he may understand how to feel safe opening up more in this direction, or at least you could speak with him about maybe trying this other thing or that other thing. If you give him the fuel and say, you know, this is really nice, I really like when this is done for me, then that could maybe do something too. I don't want to dwell on that, so I'm sorry. I'm looking at other areas. So that I can see what else. You're welcome. I know there's a reason I dwelt on that. Bottom line is, you must take care of your needs to be happy. And so you get to decide, are you happy with this or not? It's your choice. Now, I also see that you two, okay, with regard to your sense of self-esteem with each other, sometimes this can be a little tested. I think it almost seems as though there are times that your sense of power with each other can feel a little threatened, and then there are other times that you two can actually, that when he's feeling, I'm feeling some conflict sometimes. Sometimes I think there's a power struggle. I think there are times that he feels in power, and then there are other times that he lets go of that, but that then there's an inequity sometimes in the other direction. So it's very important for both people in a relationship to share when it comes to this. We need to each have our own sense of confidence. And then if one is ailing, it's good for the other one to help feed the sense of confidence for the first person. So if you guys, rather than focusing on the times when you both could use the lift and saying, hey, look, I need it, give it to me, I'm not in a position to give it, just give it to me. If there are times that you could just put a time out and say, you know what, I'm feeling weak, but I sense you are feeling weak too. Why don't we just put this discussion on hold, stop, and let's work on making each other feel better. And then we can come from a better place, and we can maybe come back to this thing another day. We can schedule a time to go back to that another day. Thank you for letting me go on.
Oh, that was very good.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Okay, so here is what I get for you. When I see you and Nicholas together, I see you dancing around each other, kind of like no one's like willing to make a direct move, and neither one of you are direct. You're both trying to be, and it's like you know, the whole conversation where someone says, please, go ahead, after you. And then the other person says, no, no, please, go ahead, after you. And it's like you don't really get anywhere because you're both saying, no, please, after you, no, after you. it's kind of funny to watch. And the other analogy that image that they gave me is when, you know, someone throws a fly ball out in baseball, and one person says, I got it, and the other one says, I got it, and then you both think that, you know, oh, I should let the other person have it because you're so polite, and you wind up letting the ball drop. And I see the ball dropping and dropping time and time and time again, and there's a level of frustration that comes because you never win the game because of that. And so the soul contract that I see for you is for you two is to work better as a team, that someone has to sometimes take a lead and not be, you know, not dance around. And you, sometimes you just need to, you know, grab life by the, you know what, and, you know, and when you dance, someone has to lead. And sometimes you can take turns because it is a partnership, but you can't both lead and you can't both follow. It has to be, you know, the perfect dance where it's perfectly choreographed and you know which role you're in for the perfect partnership to happen. And so the soul contract says to speak your mind, be direct, and ask for you want. Ask for what you want and grab life by the you-know-whats. So I'm going to leave that with you.
Well, that's very interesting. I think that might be true in terms of getting things done, but it's like he'll say, well, we can do it tomorrow and then whatever at such and such a time, and then that happens, and he doesn't feel well or he's tired or something or other. And there are other times also he seems to react like I'm too pushy, too blunt, and too bossy, and he resents that, and he fights me. So I, you know, really don't know how to deal with it.
Okay. Well, you know, that's another part of the reading.
Okay.
So, you know, you can actually connect with both of them or either one of them in your own time if you like, so you can get more extended, you know, assistance by each one of
feedback.
Them.
Yeah, I just thought it might be related feedback.
Good.
Like
all
a back
right.
And around.
Awesome. Well, Karen, we want to thank you so much for your energy here. We're going to move on to the next person. Thank
okay.
you so much. All right, the next person is Melissa, and your area code is 704. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, good. Melissa, would you like to just state your name three times and for the ladies to hear your voice and your vibration?
Okay. Melissa Dawn Haynes. Melissa Dawn Haynes. Melissa Dawn Haynes.
Good. All right. So while we're waiting for the ladies to open up your Akashic book, again, you know, if you would like to have ability to access Akashic just like this lady do, they were my student before last year. They took this class, and I taught them one-on-one, believe it or not, even though they both are locals, but I taught them via chat, via Skype, or even via their personal text. And this is how we can learn. It doesn't matter which method. There's many different methods you can learn via phone, via person, or via chat. But with Yuson and Eve, both of them, with Yuson, we actually did almost 100% via chat format.
with my teaching with her. And then with Eve, we did about 50% chat and 50% telephone conference call, just telephone. And then she came to my class physically when she started to come to my meetup in the beginning. And both of them just developed very fast. So, you know, if any one of you who's in California, Los Angeles, or out of Los Angeles would like to learn some technique, this is more just to learn the right technique. This is all it's about, just learning the right technique so you'll be able to tap into this information. It's so easy, it's so simple. Okay, and what you're going to learn, you're going to learn how to open up the soul contract, learn the relationship, how to heal it, learn to go into a crystal healing room and heal yourself, heal other people, be able to see what's going on with the body, with the energy field, as well as learning how to read the relationship contract like today. All right, so you saw an Eve. Are you ready for this, for Melissa?
Hi, Melissa. This is Eve.
Hello.
Thank you for your patience. I'm so glad that we got to you this hour, that we're getting to you now.
I know.
Okay. I see in the contract that this is a long-term relationship. We often look at things in terms of short-term, so that would be maybe, you know, a year to it could be up to a year or so. I mean, there's no firm guideline. I'm just trying to give you a vague idea. And then it's something as short as, you know, a month to possibly a year and a half. And then there are those medium or midterm ones. And those could be, they're there for a part in your life, a good chunk, but then they move on. And long term, it feels like this should be for quite a while. And I'm getting that this is a long-term contract for your engagement. I'm sorry, for your relationship. That's interesting. Okay. I see that there are ways that Robert actually comforts you. I'm sorry, I'm looking at two things at once. One is that his ability to, not exactly, I could say that he jokes, but I don't want you to mistake it for it's not that he's a jokester in that he's playing jokes on people. I mean, he might, but I don't want to put a negative spin on it. What I'm trying to say is he knows how to kind of be a ham or a clown so that when you're feeling just a little worried or stressed about something, he can just come in and scoop that stress right out of you with his good sense of humor. That's what I'm getting. And also, I get that you affect... aspects of you that just tie in closely to his heart or that he particularly loves about you, you have a sense of creativity and play. He really loves that. He loves being with a woman who can play. Some like to thrive on pretense and be serious or, you know, look proper all the time, whatever. That's not an issue with you because you're flexible. You know how to have fun, be playful, and then rein it in and have more decorum at other times. And he really appreciates that about you. Also, another connection between his heart and you is that the love he gives you, your knowing that he loves you strengthens you, gives you a sense of confidence and power. And that's really wonderful. Now, what I do want to say is that, of course, it's important for you to already have that sense of importance for yourself. It's important that you have it even before anyone comes along. So while he is giving that to you, I simply want to, I guess, put in a gentle reminder, you fill yourself with your own love first, and then it just feels all the more joyous. Another thing is that in return, the way you affect him with your heart is your heart kind of connects to his sense of spirituality. And rather than speaking to your heart makes him want to go to church, that's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that your love is affecting him in a spiritual way, that he's feeling it on an intuitive level. It's helping him to trust his intuition more. There's something that's visceral about your love that goes into him and vitalizes him and makes him feel more real inside so that he can trust his gut more. And that's a really cool thing. And I know I'm out of time, but thank you very much, Melissa, for letting me make a few comments on your relationship.
Thank you. Thank you, Eve.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You, Son. Yes.
Yes. Hi, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so what I did for you when I read your soul contract with Robert is that he's your support. He's like your support beam. He's kind of your rock. And in return, you are his calming influence. And the contract says to me that strength comes in different forms. And because you support each other in different ways, but and yet you strengthen each other in different ways, he feels that he's able to, because he's, you know, assured of things on, you know, on the home front, I guess, he's able to go out and conquer the world. And because you know that he's always there and he's your pillar of support, you're able to go out and conquer your world. And so the soul contract between the two is to know your strength and what form your strength comes in. And even though it may come in different forms, there's no taking away. No one is greater than another, and no one is less. They're both strengths in their own right, and you are just as powerful in your support of him as he is to you. And so I hope that makes sense to you, and I'll leave you with that.
Thank you. All right. Would you like to give a feedback to the ladies, Melissa, please?
Sure. When I did meet Robert, I did feel a more in-depth soul connection with him. But he is coming out of a marriage, and he has been flighty for the past year. He keeps running from me, but I know better. I know I feel it. He's supposed to be there. So right now, he's doing his own thing. I'm doing my own thing, and we're just kind of waiting it out, I think. But I know in my heart I'm supposed to be with him. I know. I feel that.
All right, good. So what the lady talked to you really resonate with you.
Yes, it did. It did.
Awesome.
Melissa,
well, thank you so much for...
I'm sorry, Melissa, I just wanted to tell you something. I am seeing your relationship develop to a new level over time. And please trust your intuition. Follow your intuition as the steps happen.
Beautiful.
Yes, things will develop.
Okay,
beautiful.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your energy, Melissa. The show is coming to the end now. I want to thank you, Yuson and Eve, both of you. Just a beautiful, wonderful gift. Just absolutely, absolutely profound and amazing. All the information that you guys brought on tonight to share with everyone. So I'm going to ask everyone to follow our blog talk. Come back on Thursday evening. These two and another person is going to come on for doing the Trinity communication with you guys. And until Thursday or next week, because next week we're going to come back with a Akashic Record again, we'll see you guys. Have a wonderful night and join my meetup and just contact Yuson and Eve for the more full extended reading if you like to. All right? So thank you so much, everyone. Have a lovely night. Thank you. Thank you, Yuson, and thank you, Eve. Good night, guys.
Thanks, Tina.
Bye.